The Lord wants, the scripture says, that we stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance. The Lord comes along and He wants to encourage us and to challenge us. And as we read of David one time, that it said that David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself to know who the Lord is and to know what the Lord is able to do. You know how the Lord will do that for us many times? To remind us, because one song says, Lord, remember I'm human and humans forget. Lord, I'm very prone. I'm very subject to forget things in my life. You know, I believe the enemy aids in that. I believe that the enemy tries to, he'll steal from us if he can. The enemy will come along and rob from us the blessings that the Lord has given us if we allow him to. So the scripture says here, I will talk of all thy wondrous ways. I'm going to remember all of your ways. Cause my mind to go back and think upon the things of the past. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that's a good way to combat the enemy. By having control of our thoughts, of my mind, and to say, Lord, I'm going to remember what you've done. The enemy's painting a dark picture here, but I remember another time the enemy painted a dark picture. And I remember how you came to my rescue. I remember how you came and you answered prayer. We use sometimes, you hear folks talk of Ebenezer stones. That's scriptural. Whenever the Lord had given a victory to the children of Israel and He said, I want you now to erect some stones. And I want this to be something that is for your remembrance. And for your children, that you can set up these stones and be able to remember hithertofore the Lord has helped us. The Lord, that I, every time I see it, is something that recalls to my memory what the Lord has done. You know, I'm sure we could take a lot of time and we have opportunities as the Lord lays on our heart or in prayer meeting to share what the Lord has done. I believe many times it's good to go back and remember. Lord, here's some of what you've done. I'd like to look at Matthew 13. Matthew 13 and the 52nd verse. The Lord painting a picture of the kingdom of God, He uses several different parables to be able to do that. But I'd like to look here at 52 of Matthew 13. It says, He said unto them, then said He unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. You know, there's a reason why we encourage our children to say verses. It's not just for discipline or for embarrassment's sake or just going there because we've always done it. But David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I want to be able to take from a very young age. I want to take and plant something down deep in my heart and in my mind that I can pull from. That the Lord, whenever I'm in a battle, you know, the Lord knows how to bring by His Spirit the very thing that I need at the very time that I need it. But we have a responsibility to lay up in store. To lay up in store for the time that is to come, that I would invest in this storehouse. Joseph, if you'll remember, in the land of Egypt, when the Lord said a famine is coming, He didn't just take and say, all right, the famine's tomorrow, we've got to do something. But instead He said, we've got 7 years now. This is the laying up time. This is the time to invest in the storehouse so that whenever the times get lean, we'll have something to draw from. May the Lord help us in our lives that we'll invest in the storehouse, that I'll lay up treasures in heaven, spiritual treasures, spiritual nuggets. You know, sometimes how maybe you'll even be driving down the road and I have in my car, I try to be careful and safe in doing this, but I have in my car a little tablet of paper and a pen. And as the Lord will bring a thought to me or something and it blesses my soul, I want to jot that down because I know the way the devil works. I know the busyness of the day and all the things that I'm, if I'm not real careful, if I don't purposefully lay up in store that thing. I'm going to commit it to my memory. Some people's memories are better than others. It seems like some, remember Brother Leslie? It seemed like that brother could just, I remember I was in his congregation for a year and a half or so, and I'd get up to try to deliver a message, and I'd call out a scripture. Oh, brother, I was hoping you'd get to that one. Or he'd call, well, brother, what about this scripture? I'd say, I don't know where this one scripture, it's, and he'd name out the verse. He had committed it to memory. And he also was gifted and blessed with a very good mind and memory. But the Lord would have all of us to lay up in store, to invest, to hide his word down. I don't want to let it go. I don't want it to just be something. And we read in James, won't turn and read all of these for the interest of time, but we read in James where we're instructed, be not forgetful hearers of the word. Don't allow it to just come in one ear, and then I go and I don't really absorb it. I don't really digest it or meditate upon it, however you want to think of it. I don't really take the time, the effort, to make sure that I store this thing away, that I hide it down in my heart. The Holy Spirit. Jesus said in John chapter 14 that when the Comforter is come, that he will bring all things to your remembrance. Because if you'll remember, Jesus told the disciples, I have many things yet to teach you, but you're not able. You're not able to receive it, but when the Holy Spirit comes, he'll teach you, he'll guide you, and he'll bring all things to your remembrance. You know, we have a retention problem sometimes. And I'll just ask without the requirement of you answering. You ever sat through a message and get home and somebody asked what the message was that you just heard? And you got to stop and really scratch your head and think about it to even recall maybe what the title was or what the main theme of it was. And I think, Lord, help me. Lord, help me because I am human. Because I do forget. Because especially in this day and time, our minds are just bombarded. And so we have to process so much. Lord, help me to be very intentional and deliberate to hide away his word in my heart. That I'd be able to receive it in the, it's where the Holy Spirit helps us. Whenever I come, and the Lord knows our humanity, but if I will invest in this, everything, if I put my heart into it, in reading the Word of God, in listening to the services and the messages, you know the Holy Spirit knows how to bring back to our remembrance something that maybe it fleeted out of my mind and I forgot it, but the Lord has a way. Whenever I face a battle, that he can drop that song. I haven't thought of that song in so long. I haven't thought of that verse in months. And the Lord, and it's just what I need. And the Lord knows how, by his Spirit, to bring those things back to our remembrance. Now the Lord can reveal something new to us. But many times, the Lord wants us to hide away in our own heart. That I'd be attentive to the Word of God, that I would listen and allow it to go in, as it says here in Matthew 13, of a scribe that is instructed in the kingdom of heaven. It's like a householder that has a treasure, a storehouse, and he goes from time to time and he draws out of it treasures that are new and old. Things that the Lord has done for me years ago. Of testimonies, of healings, of the ways the Lord has dealt with me, of how I got saved. Let's not let the devil steal those things from us. Let's not allow the inner, oh, the saints have heard that before. You don't, nobody wants to hear. If the Lord inspires on my heart, as the scripture there in Psalm 77, I will talk of all thy wondrous ways. I will remember the things that the Lord has done. It's good for us. To recall the Ebenezer stones of our lives, that I'd be able to draw them back to our remembrance. Memory is a wonderful thing. You sing a song, Precious Memories. Memories that we have of loved ones that have gone on, they're comforting, they're encouraging. We've talked a little lately about Abel, who even after he died, by the testimony of his life, he still spoke and speaks to us today by his faith and by the testimony of his life. We draw strength, encouragement, and comfort from memories. Well, that's my preface. So I'd like to turn now to what Paul wrote in the book of Philippians. His letter to the Philippians here, I'd like to consider now how the enemy likes to take that which is a blessing to us and turn it into a curse. What the Lord can use for our encouragement, for our strengthening, to bless us, the enemy wants to use the same thing to try to be a stumbling block in our path. So let's read what Paul wrote here in Philippians chapter 3. His prayer, his desire, was that he might be found in him, not having my own righteousness, verse 9, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said that there was some forgetting that he had to do. This is something that talks of activity, it talks of being deliberate, that there's something, a goal that I'm working for, that I want to attain. I'm not saying that I'm already there and have already attained the pinnacle, that I've already reached the destination, because I still have much more to win, much more to gain, as we heard this morning, of putting our foot down on those places, and that I not be slack in my life. Lord, I want to follow after. I want the direction of my life. I don't want it to be wavering. I don't want it to be back and forth and forward two steps and back one step or back three steps and back and forth. But that I set my direction. I set my face like a flint. That I set my face like a flint towards the prize, toward the goal, and that I continue working towards that. That I not allow the enemy to distract me from my purpose and goal and the thing that I'm working towards. I press forward. I press ahead to the prize. But you know, the enemy, as I said, in the same way the Lord wants to bless us with our memory, the enemy wants to come along and, can I say, haunt us, or come along and accuse us and present a stumbling block in our path by our memory. So there are some things that we need to forget. There are some things that we need to leave behind us. This definition of forget, I found interesting. It is to neglect, to put away or put out of our memory, to care for no longer. Forgetting those things that are behind. So is the instruction here that I forget those things that the Lord has done for me? That I forget all the testimonies of what the Lord has done? I hardly think so. I believe the Lord wants us to build upon our most holy faith, to encourage and edify and build ourselves up. But isn't it here in Philippians also, it talks about the requirement or what we're supposed to think on, whatsoever things are pure and holy and all, if it's good, if it's of good report, if it's honest, think on these things. When the enemy would like to come along and bring our past. So let's consider here for a few minutes the things that we need to forget. Hebrews 11, chapter 15. Hebrews 11, verse 15. Talks about those who died in faith. They were looking ahead. They were looking forward unto the promises. And it says here that truly 14, they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. You know, if we cast our memory, if we cast our thoughts upon Egypt, we might have opportunity to return. We sing a song that says, I'll never go back. I'll never go back. You know, to me, that's saying, I'm putting it behind me. I'm forgetting the things that are behind me. That's not an option anymore. The children of Israel, if you'll remember in Numbers, I believe chapter 11, they weren't in that place. Whenever they faced some hardship, they began to remember something. They began to cast their minds back to Egypt. Oh, I remember the fish. I remember the leeks. I remember the... And the enemy distorted their memory of what Egypt was. The enemy distorted it to cast a rosy picture of what Egypt was. You know, if we are minded to think back upon Egypt, to think back upon our old life, our old, you know, the enemy's going to be right there to paint the picture the way that he wants to paint it. So may the Lord help us that this be one of those things that I forget. I set it aside. It's behind me now. I'm not an old creature that I was before. Some folks live under an old law experience. Hebrews 10 and verse 3 says, in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. There is a continual remembrance. While it is forgiven, while it is covered over, there's still, it's not washed. It's not truly cast away from you. There's still a remembrance of that thing year after year, over and over. Oh, may the Lord help souls today that still have a veil over their eyes to believe that we still continue to live in a state of perpetual sin and transgression against God. No, I am a new creature in Christ Jesus. I forget those things that are behind. I separate myself from that. I'm not connected to that anymore. I'm not drawn back to that anymore. But I forget those things. Remember the definition. I cause to slip or to leave my mind. I neglect. I no longer care for those things. In other words, I no longer foster those thoughts. I no longer feed those thoughts that the enemy would bring to my mind. You know, he can bring thoughts to any one of us, but may the Lord help us that we not allow the thoughts that are not of Christ, the thoughts that would cause our mind to go back to Egypt, that I not give them a branch to land on, that I not allow them, but as Abraham, shoo off the birds from off the sacrifice. Don't let them come in and perch on that thing. That I would have the discipline over my mind. We be determined. What did Jesus say? Any man that puts his hand to the plow and then he turns back again, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. We're going to have to set forth and set our face like a flint to be determined and of a firm purpose. It doesn't matter how tough it gets. It doesn't matter how difficult the going gets. I'm not going back. I'm not even going to cast my mind in the direction of Egypt anymore. That's gone and there's no remembrance of that now. Our sins. Let's look here in the same chapter. So where it starts out here in Hebrews 10 and it talks about under the old law there was a remembrance year after year. Let's read down now to the 17th verse. Speaking of the covenant, the new covenant that the Lord had promised, that is our privilege and our birthright today. It says, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. You know, this is one of the greatest privileges that we have as saints of God, as the children of God, is that there is no more remembrance. What the blood has washed, what the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from. There's not a shadow that still lingers over my life. There's not something that the Lord still is holding over us, but he blots it out. Acts chapter 3, it talks about that our sins may be blotted out. To blot out is to completely erase or obliterate. the marks of. There's no resemblance of it. There's no record of it anymore. Aren't you thankful the blood of Jesus does that for us? That the sins that are in the past, and as Paul said, and such were some of you, but now you're washed. Now you're made different. There's been a cleansing, a salvation, and a deliverance. I'm thankful today that the Lord doesn't remember our past transgressions that are washed in the blood of Jesus. That He casts them as far, it says, as the east is from the west. And His promise was, their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. So what does that say to us if the Lord doesn't remember it anymore? Why should I allow the enemy as the accuser of the brethren to continue causing me to remember it over, to continue to try to cast doubts upon my record by the things that are under the blood of Jesus Christ, but that through His blood we have confidence and boldness to be able to press ahead as Paul did? You think Paul had occasion or anything that maybe particularly prompted him to write what we read, forgetting those things that are behind? Can you imagine? The scripture says the enemy is the accuser of the brethren, right? Can you imagine that after Paul had been saved, and can you imagine the devil trying to bring back to his mind, you were right there when Stephen was martyred. You were right there. You consented to his death. Who are you to get up and try to minister to the church of God? You hypocrite. And how dare you to remember that and to try to hinder him, to try to always bring that up in his mind again, to be a hindrance. He doesn't write that, but I can only imagine that those things where he persecuted the church of God, and maybe he would come into a place and maybe he would meet somebody that he was responsible for a loved one of theirs having been put to death. Can you imagine being in a place like that, and that the devil just loves to pounce on a vulnerability or on a place like that to try to accuse, to try to whisper in our ear? But I want us to be encouraged today that I don't have to remember those things that are in the past, because the Lord cast it away. What else shall we forget? Hurts and offenses. Well, I want my phone here. You ever heard the poem, "Just Forget It"? You know the enemy, when something happens, and Jesus said it is necessary that offenses come. It's gonna happen. You can just expect it, mark it down. Offenses are going to come. There are going to be times that we feel slighted, we feel neglected, we feel rejected, whatever the case is, or whatever, even by those that it hurts the deepest, of those that are closest to us. Does the enemy ever have a part to play in that? Of course he does. The enemy, as a sower of discord among brethren, wants to come and whisper in my ear. You know, that's one thing that I don't have to worry about. Oh, you know, I forgot that they mistreated me. I forgot all about that. The enemy will see to it that he reminds us. The enemy will see to it whenever I see that person again. They say deja vu. You know what that is? That you see something and I've been here. I remember. It brings something back to my remembrance, and those thoughts can come back again. And with that, feelings can begin to come back, and the enemy can be right there to try to regurgitate, to try to bring up again in my memory, to try to cause me to relive the offense and the hurt and exactly what they said, kind of like picking at a sore so that it can never heal. I would that the Lord would help us, that this be one thing as the people of God that I'd be able to forget. That I'd be able to come to a place that I say, no, Lord, it's behind me. Maybe they haven't even said I'm sorry, but Lord, by your grace, I forgive. I put it behind me. Here, sometimes it's easier said than done. That's the way with anything, with salvation, because it requires the grace of God. I can't do this on my own. Lord, I need your grace to forget, to be able to put this thing in the past. We do have a part to play. I'll remind us again of that definition. To put out of our mind, to cease to care for, to neglect. You know, this is the time that neglect is good. To neglect the thoughts that I don't need to be thinking on, that I don't feed it, that I don't give time to it. Whenever the enemy tries to get me into a place that I'm meditating on it, I stop it right there. That I don't allow, I can't help the thoughts the enemy brings to my mind, but I can, by the grace of God, control what I do with those thoughts, whether I'm going to reject it and put it out and say no. Forgetting those things that are behind, I press ahead now. My eyes are on heaven and on the goal that is before me. That I be able, by the grace of God, to forget it. If you've not been treated right, just forget it. Don't get ready for a fight, but forget it. Life's too short to hold a grudge. 'Twill your happiness be smudge. Anyway, you're not the judge, so forget it. If you've been misunderstood, just forget it. Say, I did the best I could, then forget it. If you can't have your own way, don't be small enough to say, well, I guess I just won't play, but forget it. If somebody slanders you, just forget it. Say, I'm glad it isn't true, then forget it. Even if you lose a friend and the breach you cannot mend, it will pay you in the end to just forget it. There are things that the enemy would like to be able to hinder us in our walk with the Lord, to cause us to be in a place that I keep glancing over my shoulder, I keep looking behind me and stumbling at the things in my path because I'm trying to look behind and hindered. May the Lord help us that I set my eyes upon the goal, that I have a goal and a purpose like the Apostle Paul. I've got somewhere I'm going by the grace of God. I don't have time. Satan, I don't have time to talk to. I don't have time to listen to you, that I'd be able to recognize those things that I have committed unto the past and that I leave them there. That I not continue dragging them along behind me into the present everywhere I go, but that I cut the cords, I leave them back there in the past, and I say, Lord, I'm going on. So may the Lord help us that we would remember the things that the Lord wants us to remember, to draw strength and courage and comfort from Him, but those things that the enemy tries to bring along that would hinder us, that I do as the Apostle Paul, and I forget those things that are behind. You pray for me. Amen.